Hello again, and welcome to this podcast where we will be discussing diastasis recti. My name is Lauren McClellan. I'm a certified birth doula, and I'm here with Sabina Weaver. She's a pelvic floor therapist with His Therapy. Hey, Sabina.
Hey, Lauren. It's so nice to see you again today and talk to you about this very important topic.
Likewise. So, tell me, what is diastasis recti?
Well, diastasis recti, the definition of it is pretty much partial or complete separation of the rectus abdominis, which meets at the midline of the stomach. It can be very common with pregnancy. In fact, there was a study showing that 60% of women have experienced diastasis recti during pregnancy or postpartum. And that's a lot of women.
Yeah.
It's a lot of women. So, you know, it's really common during pregnancy, but also women can get this as well.
Right. Okay, so, if a woman had this, what are the signs and symptoms that she would be experiencing?
Well, some of the things that I think women need to look out for, they sometimes will see this pinch or bulge come out of their stomach. It almost looks like a hernia. Have you ever seen a hernia?
Yes.
Yeah. And if they see something like that, that kind of just sticks out and doesn't come back in, it could be the first sign. The other thing that sometimes women can have is lower back pain that doesn't go away. Now, some of women have lower back pain during pregnancy, but this may be postpartum that they experience that they just cannot get away. Poor posture and body mechanics, so when you sit, you're sitting almost with the feet just feet up, and then they'll see it as well. So if that gets worse, and they're able to move their posture and see that the abdominal wall sticking out, that can be something else that you know, the other things are kind of like, so the diastasis recti increase, you need to have a vessel, expansion can increase, and then they feel like they're bloated. So those are just some things that women can have.
So I know that you've seen patients for this type of thing. Is it treatable?
Yeah, I think some way or another it is treatable. We want to make sure that we're tested for it before. If they feel like they have it,
I can refer them to physical therapy, or they can just call us and we can try to get them, seen. But if they suspect it, they need to come in so we can do an exam to test for it, which is very specific. They're laying on their back. They're kind of coming up, doing a little bit of a crunch. And we check above, below, and at the belly button line to see what the separation is. Once we find that separation, we pretty much do a lot of teaching, teaching women how to brace themselves. And what I mean by that is using their abdominal wall, their pelvic floor, their back and hips, and trying to get their spine to be neutral so that when they're bracing themselves, that's what we call it, they're not increasing their diastasis recti. So really teaching them how to do that when they pick up their newborn, when they're nursing, when they're changing diapers, when they're just cleaning the house, and little things like that that we can do, and also just showing them exercises, which is important as well. Just some specific core exercises to help kind of bring that stability back in. So I think it's a really, really important thing that women need to look out for, and then they need to seek some help.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. That was very informative.
Oh, you are welcome. I love talking to you about these different things. I'm hoping that we can maybe do another podcast and talk about something else.
Yeah, absolutely. I will be thinking about something else that we need to discuss that would be helpful for the audience. So,
well, thank you very much. I hope you have a great
Sabina.
Day, Lauren.
You too. Thank you, everyone, for listening.